continuing about the digital ed success, etc. Measuring digital ed success follows, you know, certain some of the ground rules. That is very, very critical. Very critical means depending on the type of objective that you have set for yourself. Following are the data points that can be measured under each objective. So these are the data points, means data that you have to obtain. Okay, awareness campaign objective. If you are doing an awareness campaign, then of course you try to see the brand awareness. But brand awareness is a derivative of reach, means how many people have you been able to reach it at least once. Reach is at least once that your advertisement was seen over a campaign duration. Consideration campaign objective. So what are the campaign related objectives? So it could be traffic, it could be engagement. How long does the customer stay with your creative that you have released on a digital media? App installs, that is downloads, so to say. Video views, you have various videos, so whether they are comprehensively seen or abandoned in between, etc. The number, the likes, etc. The lead generation, how many people have submitted their requirements to you in as a lead. So that's what, and the messages that float around, so that you all can evaluate. Conversion campaign objectives. Okay, you have conversion in mind. That was your main campaign objective. In that case, try to measure actual conversions that is taking place, or say catalog sale, or say online sale. Catalog sale is a now old terminology. It's like say online sale that you could take place. Okay, store traffic, even that can be. You are diverting people to reach out to a particular place of your retail, and their number of footfalls will indicate to you the conversions, etc. So that's about the digital advertisement success. Furthermore, there is one particular model called Google attribution model. It is not always that a consumer visits an ad and it immediately converts into a positive sale. So that's what even earlier I have told you, why there has to be a campaign duration within which the data needs to be collected. So there is a time lapse, okay, in the process of lead converting into sale. Many a time the consumer may read a blog on one site, watch the related ad sometime later on the Facebook or an Instagram, and then he tries to connect, and that may lead to his interest development. AIDA model, attention, interest, desire, action. So that's what starts. So he starts his journey. Awareness or attention has happened, then interest got developed when he saw the Instagram and this thing, or when he saw your videos on YouTube, etc. With multiple touch points in the consumer journey, each channel plays the necessary part, either to generate interest, build desire, etc. And to answer these questions, the attrition models come handy. That is Google attribution model. So it should be attribution model. Okay. So that Google attribution model is a tool which helps you plots the journey of consumer wise on various touch points and gives you the data, the analysis, so that you come to know which point, what is happening, which journey objective is fulfilled, awareness, interest, desire, or action, this thing is fulfilled. So that's the power of Google attribution model. What you see is the Google attribution model framework, wherein types of attribution, that is the left column, few details about it, and then the example. So it's not that, you know, I'll be able to take all of them, but just representative, the first one let's take. This attribution model gives you the idea about first interaction of consumer. All the credit goes to the first touch point a consumer had with the brand. So what is recognized is the first touch point, and if that encounter is successful, makes a lot of difference in consumer connect with the brand. It assumes that once the consumer is there, nothing else can push them towards or derails from the converting. So if the right touch point and right message, then consumer is going to be with the brand for a considerable time till his decision making happens. Example, team googled your blog post. 2 weeks later, team is an individual here. He googled your blog post, company's blog post. 2 weeks later, he clicked display ad. When he saw the display ad, or typed in the website URL directly and placed an order. Organic search will get full credit. Other actions are not considered. So Google attribution model will give you an idea about where did this team first encountered with the your product. So in this case, it is a blog post. Let's take the second one, last interaction. Okay, the credit for sale or the conversion is assigned to the last platform. What did consumer see, encountered, comprehended, which was before he put an order? One is hosting a webinar and places a link to the product in the description box. Out of 100 visits or 100 attendees, 10 clicked the link and signed up for the tool. So in webinar, what happens? You give a very basic, a diptych view of your model that is offered as a solution to the prospective buyer who has attended your webinar. If there were 100 attendees, you put up a link which is with an offer for them to utilize. So suppose 10 clicks the link and signed up for the tool. So according to the last interaction attribution model, 10 sales will be credited straight to the webinar platform. Whatever that webinar platform that you use, that will get the credit. Now, this and similar more aspects can come out using Google attrition or attribution model. So this is a pictorial representation of various aspects that the Google attrition model brings out. Friends, the right terminology is the Google attrition model only. Earlier in the first slide, in the first line, it has been referred as a Google attribution model, which is incorrect. So when you analyze this and similar such information, you come to know that what is working for you, what is not working for you. Okay, so which media is good in which way, then that will help you to take your future decisions. Okay, now what we are going to learn about the video ad measurement. Video ad measurement is ads which has come under various views that a customer is having. It has come in or popped up as a video advertisement, etc., on a digital platform. Okay, now how do you calculate the return on investment? So this is the first thing, is a number of views. So there are statistics available that will give you an idea as to how many people have viewed it. Number of impressions, the number of times the video content is displayed in the browser when the person is searching for it. Impression counts each time someone sees your video. He may not have fully engaged with the video. Engagement, this is something that is likes, comments and social share help you to measure how well the video resonated with the person and emotion of that person. Average view duration, this is also very important. Suppose your video is of 1 minute. Now, what is an average view duration? If it is 10 seconds, then it is not a deep view. Okay, so this allows you to figure out how long the user watched your video before bouncing off. For example, if your 50 second video have a 25 second average, that means you need to cut down by 12 seconds. In the sense, it gives you an idea whether people are watching your video fully or not, or at least core message. Average completion rate, that is the percentage of each video, that is how many have that people have watched your video completely. And audience retention, that is the percentage of audience that watches the video from start to finish. Okay, so that's what audience retention. So Google Ad has been excellent tool for video ad measurement. So Google Analytics and Google Ads, this is another platform or a tool that gives you this particular statistics. So how do you measure the digital ad success? So every time your effort is to correlate every rupee spent. Okay, however, it is not always possible. In the end, the success of the advertisement depends on, okay, it is necessary to set the baseline for tracking. So what is that bare minimum, or what is that essential parameters that you need to monitor, that you have to agreed upon. Use digital platforms and tools to integrate online campaigns into an online buyer's journey, offline campaign into online buyer's journey, and monitor search volumes and traffic. So the offline world doesn't give you better idea other than the readability, okay, circulation and readability, reach, etc., that it provides. But they eventually move to the online, so you have to be able to work out your way to understand the effectiveness by both offline and online researches that you do, and then how do you create an integrated response, you know, an integrated output. Experiment with different attrition models to suit your requirement. Okay, again, the word is attrition here, not attribution. Experiment with that and then determine which suits you most. Okay, so how do you create a better advertising? So this is what the account planner is responsible for. So let's begin briefly. Not that a detail this thing is required, because most of the text is self-explanatory. The client agency, research company, and the account planner need to work together. So I think by now it is very clear that entire advertising release has a very strong interaction needed in the advertiser end itself with the brand team, your account planner, post which he enters your agency, where right from creative media to the research department, they need to closely work together. Okay, client must craft a sound marketing strategy. He should have a sound brand building, this thing. Advertising cannot make the difference. You have to have a sound base for building that. Advertising can only communicate. Remember that. The client must carefully define the role of advertising in the marketing plan. So how much dependent on how much, and what is he dependent upon? He marketing strategy or promotion plan, he thinks is going to get in the volume. But advertising, is he doing for volume? Advertising is doing for image? Advertising is doing for positioning building? What is it? That needs to be parallelly clear. Else, advertising agency will say that, oh, you got the volume. So what is the problem? Awareness is low. So what? No. Advertising is done with the awareness building point of view. Advertising is done to build a strong positioning. So you don't measure sales number to that. Okay, so that's what one is to arrive at. Once strategy and positioning alternatives are identified and pre-tested, the strategy should be locked down and do not frequently change. So entire the strategic perspective should get a considerable time before you get into change. Use a mathematical model as much as possible to get a subjectivity out and have the objectivity of your measurement. Client and agency need to accept the continuous improvement, which is unwritten rule of an advertising, in an important goal and objective being set, and objective and goal being measured. Okay, every execution is tested, tweaked based on some evidences that you get, and that requires you to change. It is not about changing the strategy or changing the campaign, but making sure that every execution is on strategy. So strategy should play the center role in all your execution, okay, right from creative to appeal selection and various things. The ultimate goal of testing is a success formula that works. So testing should not be avoided. However, testing should be done with clearly set objective. Why testing? What is it that you are testing, etc.? The goal of advertising creative development and the goal of advertising testing is very critical. We have just covered these two points. This also I have narrated. How do you create better advertising? What it says, the first point is that all the stakeholders has to work together, where account planner has to facilitate that. Client should have a sound strategy in itself for the brand. Advertising cannot create that. Advertising can help. Client must carefully define the role of advertising. So between account planner, agency and client, the role by which advertising is done should be clear. Client must be knowing that through a promotion offer that is there, the sale is definitely going to come. But is he advertising to get more people to use sales promotion? He is doing for the brand awareness and, you know, brand building. So that's what has to be clear. Once strategy and position alternatives are identified and tested, try and have a strategy which is for a longer period. Strategy should get a chance to be examined, tested. Mathematical model always removes the subjectivity, provides objectivity. So do the research which has some mathematical model base. Then comes the client and agency need to accept the improvement, which is a part of the game. And therefore, with that awareness, say like, for example, tracking study, which we understood. If you do not change, you will not utilize the power of tracking study. So on various fronts, continuous improvement should be mutually agreed upon. It is not about changing the strategy, okay, or changing the campaign, but making sure that execution that has been done is aligned with the strategy, strategic goal, etc. Okay. The ultimate goal of testing is to see that what works for you, what leads to the success. And last but not the least, the goal of advertising creative development and the goal of advertising testing is to identify the elements of the idea essential to advertising effectiveness and then to make sure that those elements and ideas consistently communicate. For example, Asian Paint waterproofing, tu kya kar raha hai? And now under that they are showing you different perspective, or kuch meetha ho jaye, that is by Cadbury. Or thanking advertisement, they have shown thank you to driver, thank you to the milkman, that's how they started, then driver, then the maid. Ultimately it is kuch meetha ho jaye, but they have brought in different flavors under it. So that's how, friends, we studied how better advertising can be created. So let's summarize. Account planners play a key part in development of any campaign. Account planner writes the formal creative brief that we have earlier understood. Account planner therefore faces the key challenge to develop a very, very innovative and effective way of advertisement so that it reaches the consumer. Okay. Once the ad is made, okay, the account planner role starts wherein he has to get the analysis for what to interpret the customer response, likely response on the sales, etc. So effective evaluation that has to be determined. So for which there are various research methods we saw, and then he has to also determine the effectiveness after the advertisement campaign is completed. So there are various approaches to that also we have studied. So with this, we complete this chapter. Thank you very much.